This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel, and this is the quiet, intricate music of Norwegian jazz pianist Tord Gustafsson. Tord Gustafsson is 34, and his two albums have gotten rave reviews. The first one, Changing Places, even drew some comparisons to Miles Davis's classic, Kind of Blue. Now comes the second. It's called The Ground. Gustafsson composed all the tunes on the album. The music draws on many sources, gospel, blues, even tango. But always, there's the cool, reflective quality of Scandinavian jazz.
The way we play is a lot about space, about emphasizing the openness of the music, and there are a lot of melancholy moods. There are a lot of almost meditation-like openness in the music.
Hearing a lot of the Caribbean there in that song.
Oh yeah, there's a definite inspiration from Caribbean music and from the very early roots of jazz, from the blues and from New Orleans grooves in our music. Even though it's definitely contemporary European music also. This particular tune, there is the considerable amount of Scandinavian folk also in this, so it's not an attempt to play any kind of style authentically.
But you say there's something Norwegian in here as well.
Yeah, there is. You know, the way you have here like 6/4 or 3/4 meter going on with kind of an odd division of the meter, that's something that is very present in Norwegian folk music, actually, the dance rhythms where the meter is really complexly carried out.
You wrote a thesis for your degree in musicology at the University of Oslo in Norway, and it is titled The Dialectical, it says Erotism, I think we would say eroticism, but maybe it's Erotism of Improvisation. Yeah. Sex as Metaphor for Jazz Improvisation.
I found that there was a lot to learn and really useful and fruitful parallels between the universe of musical improvisation and the challenges facing us in relationships. It's a very intimate relationship, one where you have the constant ongoing process of call and response, of feeling each other's intentions and responding to each other's ideas. I'm very fortunate to have a drummer, especially that is so involved in the melodic aspect of the music and that is so incredibly responsive and tender, even though he also has all the chops that you could ever want for doing whatever wherever your ideas lead you. Thank you.
use a metaphor for your piano playing. I hear you on track after track, speaking to us, singing to us, sometimes whispering to us. I don't hear you in a full-throated shout, bellowing to us, singing way out loud to us.
Yeah. Now, the music is really about quiet intensity, about expressivity, but in a minimalist setting. And music, to me, has to be elegant, subtle, and relaxed, but also has to be very intense. And that's when I feel the music is really flowing, when there are no gaps here, when we can bridge these somewhat paradox-ridden tensions.
The title track of your new CD, also the last track on the CD, is called The Ground. Certainly a lot of gospel sound there in that opening.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like an abstract hymn to me, this tune. And I think it's just a matter of me going back to where my musical self is rooted. There were a lot of hymns, a lot of gospel music played when I was little.
When you say hearing gospel when you were growing up, you mean in rural Norway? You're talking about Lutheran hymns, or were you hearing what we think of as gospel music here?
Well, both, actually. Lots of Lutheran hymns, lots of hymns based on Norwegian folk music, but also spirituals from America were part of my musical landscape when I was young. You know, we got them in Norway already then, and you know, ever since it's becoming an even more globalized culture, so we can get music from all over the world. All over the world, and it's a fruitful confusion.
Well, Tord Gustafsson, thank you very much for talking with us and for talking with us about your music.
Thank you for having me.
That's Tord Gustafsson. His new album is called The Ground. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.